From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. A group of northeastern Minnesota residents on Thursday asked a three-judge panel of the Minnesota Court of Appeals to demand the state conduct an environmental review before auctioning off mineral exploration rights to mining companies. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources last year turned down the request for an environmental assessment worksheet, saying the mineral lease auction held each year is not the proper time. Only when an actual mining project is proposed, the DNR said, should an environmental review be conducted. But Paula McAbee, attorney for the landowners, most of them in Lake County, said the issue becomes moot once the mineral rights are auctioned off to mining companies, that the state can't take away those rights once paid for. McAbee said the DNR should conduct a single review each year of the entire package of mineral areas to be auctioned, which often numbers in the dozens of sites across several counties. The appeals court panel met in Duluth and must issue a decision on the case within 90 days. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency is monitoring the site of a small diesel fuel spill that reached Lake Superior near Little Moray after a truck accident Tuesday afternoon. A semi lost control on Highway 61 and rolled into the ditch. An estimated 80 gallons of diesel fuel leaked from the truck's fuel tanks into the ditch. Some of the fuel moved down the ditch nearly 1,000 feet and into the lake through a stormwater channel. The Duluth News Tribune reports crews blocked the flow of oil within an hour. There were no large pools of oil in the lake that could be recovered, but there were fuel odors and a petroleum sheen on rocks and in the water along about a quarter mile of the North Shore. The latest survey results estimate that within Minnesota's wolf range, there are 438 packs and 2,211 wolves last winter, down 710 wolves from the survey 5 years ago. Minnesota's wolf range generally covers the state's forested region. The DNR says it intends on putting in place another wolf season in the fall and winter of 2013. Although lower than the 2008 wolf population survey estimate of 2,921 wolves, the population exceeds the state's minimum goal of at least 1,600 wolves and is above the federal recovery goal range of 1,251 to 1,400 animals. Survey data is collected in midwinter before pups are born. The birth of pups significantly boosts the wolf population each spring, with an estimated 438 packs in Minnesota and an average litter size of 6. As many as 2,600 wolves were added to the population when pups were born this spring. Two Wisconsin lawmakers have asked the president of Gogebic Taconite to remove armed security guards from the company's proposed mining site in Ashland and Iron counties. The Duluth News Tribune reports State Senator Bob Jouch and Representative Janet Bewley on Monday sent a letter to Gogebic Taconite President Bill Williams, calling on him to immediately remove the, quote, heavily armed masked commando security unit recently hired to protect the company's property in the Pinoki Hills, unquote. Several photographs of armed guards dressed in military-style camouflage and combat gear apparently working for the Arizona-based Bulletproof Securities Force have appeared on anti-mining blogs in recent days. Quote, these kinds of security forces are common in third world countries, but they don't belong in northern Wisconsin, Jouch and Bewley said in a press release. The company is now conducting test drills working toward construction of Wisconsin's first modern taconite mining operations, including an open-pit iron ore mine and processing plant. The project is opposed by several Ojibwe and environmental groups and activists who say the project will damage the environment. Bob Seitz, Gogebic Taconite spokesman, told the News Tribune that the company began employing private security guards after teams of mining opponents dressed in black and wearing masks violently attacked drill sites in June. Members of Zion Lutheran Church in Finland gathered Sunday to worship at the Claire Nelson Community Center after fire destroyed their church last Saturday night. The Duluth News Tribune reports a lightning strike appears to have started the destructive blaze, according to Finland Fire Chief Pete Walsh. A fire marshal continues to investigate the fire, but based on what neighbors saw and heard, Walsh said, quote, we're very comfortable believing this was the result of lightning. Members of the Finland Volunteer Fire Department received their first report of the fire around 9 p.m. on Saturday and arrived on the scene to find the church's kitchen area in flames. The fire quickly spread throughout the upper levels of the building. Firefighting reinforcements from neighboring communities were called, including Silver Bay, Two Harbors, Lutzen, and Schroeder. Firefighters were able to stop the fire from spreading to a nearby parsonage, but Walsh said the church was a total loss. The Zion Church building dates to 1957 and was the only traditional house of worship in Finland. As the only church venue in the community, Zion handled numerous ceremonies, including baptisms, marriages, and funerals. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.